Northern Health and the First Nations Health Authority have issued a toxic drug alert for the Northern Interior region, which includes Prince George, following an increase in overdoses. The reported overdoses involved the use of methamphetamine, meth, a statement issued by the health authorities on Tuesday said. Substances circulating are highly toxic, causing heavy and prolonged sedation requiring medical intervention and hospitalization, the statement said. Substances move throughout our region and may be present in your community, so please share this alert widely and use with caution following the harm reduction messages below. Northern Health Medical Health Officer Dr. Rachel Kling said Northern Health couldn't disclose the number of overdoses reported, due to patient privacy, but the health authority and its partners had seen a marked, recent increase in, very high-risk overdoses. The overdoses were linked to methamphetamine contaminated with fentanyl, she said. Symptoms included decreased breathing, decreased consciousness and heavy sedation. These were very significant overdoses, Kling said. While all overdoses are serious, Kling said, the sudden increase in serious overdoses prompted the public warning. Drug users in Prince George are urged to use overdose prevention services available at the Needle Exchange, located at 1108 3rd Avenue, and two doors down, located at 1126 3rd Avenue, whenever possible. Drug users are also urged to take the following safety steps. Get overdose prevention, recognition and response training. Carry naloxone overdose treatment kits. Call 911 right away if somebody overdoses and provide CPR. Don't use drugs alone. Make a plan and tell somebody who can call for help, if needed. If you are alone, use the Lifeguard or BeSafe app available free on the App Store or online at Toward the Heart. Know your tolerance. If you are sick or have not been using recently, use much less. Avoid mixing drugs with each other, or with alcohol. Test a small amount first, and go slow. Test your drugs at an overdose prevention services site before using them.